For most of his life, Hamidul Hassan has struggled to find an identity. As a Rohingya living in Myanmar, he had no passport, lacked the freedom to worship his religion, was not free to travel, and had no formal education. And when he arrived off the airplane as a refugee in the United States in 2015, he spoke no English.
It's all is Burmese Muslim and Rohingya, so we live together.
But 2 years later, Hassan has found an identity and a mission.
I speak the five different languages: Bengali, Hindi, and Malaysia, English, and my own language, Rohingya.
Although English is a recent addition to his resume, it has created high demand for Hassan's services in Fort Wayne's growing Rohingya community.
So here is nobody translate for the Rohingya, so I am the one.
Which means day and night, Hassan is essentially on call, traveling around the city to assist about 150 Rohingya families with everything from hospital visits to shopping trips. He recently quit his job translating for Catholic Charities, the organization helping many Rohingya resettle in Indiana, to take a better paying job in a factory, which means most of his free time now is spent helping others.
Sometimes I can give them time. Whenever they need me, they need my assistant. So if I already with someone, so I can give them time. So of course, they need more translate.
Hassan was one of the first Rohingya to resettle in Fort Wayne and was hoping to get some help when the rest of his family arrived. But developments in his home village in the Rakhine State in Myanmar have changed his outlook.
So the firehouse at midnight, so my two brother and a sister-in-law and her all family, his all family is sleeping. Before the firehouse, they lock the door and outside so they can come out. And they throw the petrol, then firehouse.
Hassan says both of his brothers died in that fire in July. His mother was shot in the leg as she made her escape from Myanmar to a refugee camp in Bangladesh, where she was treated and now waits to be reunited with the rest of her family, who are scattered around the globe in the wake of continuing violence in Myanmar.
The firehouse, and when they tried to run away, so they shot it, the Burmese military.
The stories he hears from those he helps are strikingly similar to what his own family faced. Hassan hopes more Rohingya can find peace alongside him and the other Burmese of different ethnic backgrounds who have sought refuge in Fort Wayne.
We are all refugees and we have to live together.
Together in a community now made up of more than 6,000 refugees from Myanmar, making it one of the largest Burmese communities in the United States. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Fort Wayne, Indiana.